After working his 9-to-5 at the Waikiki Beach Marriott, Honolulu bartender Jason Maxwell does something thousands of Hawaii residents do each day: head to a second job.
I'll have an hour to go shower, change, and start Bimata from 6 to 2 or 3, depending on when we get out.
A couple of hours of sleep, then back to the Marriott in the morning. He's lucky if he gets a half day off to spend with his 2-year-old daughter, Alex. Multiple jobs is what it takes for a number of Hawaii residents to afford the cost of living here.
So, I mean, of course I can eat, I can pay rent, but I can't buy a house. I mean, I want to buy a place, certainly can't do that. And I've been doing multiple jobs since I moved here in 02.
At one point, housekeeper Maria Teresa Kaingutan was working 3 jobs to get by.
I work at the CPs as a cashier, graveyard shift. I finish 6 o'clock in the morning. And then after that, I come here to Waikiki Beach Marriott to work as a housekeeper for 8 hours, 8 to 4. And then when I take my off, I work at the McDonald's 4th Street Mall as a cashier and a food prep.
Holding multiple jobs is just the unfortunate cost of living here, says Lahaina resident Andre Holcomb.
I see myself working 2 jobs until I kick the bucket.
He spends more time working at the Sheraton Maui and Royal Lahaina Resort than he does with his family of 6.
You know, it takes a toll on my family life. I mean, because you know, we're always at work, either myself or my wife. And it just seems like my kids were babies last week and now they're all in high school.
But Holcomb says he does it to give his kids the kind of upbringing they deserve.
There's no place better to live than Hawaii. I mean, I grew up on the mainland. I feel safer here. My kids go out and do their thing and I'm not worried about them not coming home. So it is worth living here for the safety I feel living here.
Even if that safety comes at a price. Kuvehiraishi, HPR News.